This weekend, visit JCPenney for TGI Black Friday. Get the same Black Friday prices just earlier on thousands of new deals before they're gone. Score the absolute best savings with this week's extra 30% off coupon. Use it to get select women's St. John's Bay and ANA sweaters for $9.99 each. Or shop select Cook's Waffle Maker, Slow Cooker, or Panini Press for $14.99 each after coupon and $10 mail-in rebate. Need it fast? Pick up orders curbside. Joy, comfort, peace. JCPenney. Offer valid 11/6 to 11/8. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Hey, it's Dustin Rhodes. The football season continues, and your picks, yes, your picks could be worth $1,000 a week. It's the Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em Contest. Sign up today, radio.com/picks, and just pick the winners of each week's games. No point spreads, no lineups, and totally free to enter. Don't overthink it, folks. Use your head, not your heart. This week, go down south from Chicago, pick that football team in Kansas City as one of your picks. Here's what you do. You go to rocketmortgage.com 2020 Pro Football Pick'em Contest. It's free. $1,000 is up for grabs each and every week. Sign up now at radio.com/picks.
When it comes to health insurance, trust the .gov to get you all the information you need. GetCoveredIllinois.gov will point you in the right direction to help find health coverage that fits you and your budget. Get the facts about health insurance at GetCoveredIllinois.gov. Your health coverage starts here.
So, question, how far would you go for a friend? A ride to the airport? Half your sandwich? Donate a body part?
I need a kidney transplant.
I have two kidneys, right?
Yeah.
Why do I need two?
You don't?
Well, then guess who's getting a kidney?
Life is beautiful.
Silicon Valley's Thomas Middleditch and Tony winner Annalie Ashford.
Kidney buddies for life.
Be positive. New Thursday, 8:30, 7:30 Central on CBS.
CBS, November 16th. It's the season premiere of All Rise. LA's newest Superior Court judge is changing the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor.
We're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
The season premiere of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by the season premiere of Bull. CBS, November 16th.
Come. Mully and Hall will be back in 60 seconds on 670 The Score.
Purple Carrot is the plant-based subscription meal kit for easy-to-cook, irresistible meals. Each week, choose from delicious menu of globally inspired plant-based meals. Get $30 off your first box by going to purplecarrot.com and entering code VEGGIE30 at checkout today.
CBS November 16th. Cedric the Entertainer and Max Greenfield star in The Neighborhood.
Did Malcolm say what he did to get arrested?
It was being black in America.
I'm filing a complaint. Where's the suggestion box?
I'm gonna organize a protest.
You're supposed to use your head, Malcolm.
Come on, man.
You gotta fight smart.
I can feel the...
Where's Malcolm?
I thought he's with you.
I'm going back out there.
I'm going with you.
No, I don't need anybody else I love out there. Come on, Dave.
The Neighborhood. Season premiere Monday, November 16th on CBS.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
It depends what position you're talking about. If it's quarterbacks, then, you know, we have like a bunch of quarterback coaches on staff. We might have to hire one of them or something. But no, we don't have that. That's up to what the league says. I you know, we haven't. That's something that they would have to deal with and let us know. We have not been a part of that and hope to not be a part of that as well.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. That is Matt Nagy. He is the Bears head coach. They have a big game on Sunday. Hard to imagine they won't play it, but it's, I suppose, an outside possibility. Don't believe that, though. But how about that breaking news, Mr. David? And you have an excellent question based on news that the Red Sox have hired Alex Cora.
Well, the Red Sox get Alex Cora back, and I don't think that's a big surprise necessarily. They had to go through the process, his suspension. The Tigers this week, last week maybe, hired A.J. Hinch, Astros World Series winning manager just a couple years ago. He's just served his one-year suspension for the same scandal. And, of course, the White Sox hired Tony La Russa, and we have talked about that a lot. Of those three teams, Red Sox, Tigers, White Sox, who made the best hire for their team at this time for their organization? If you're polling 30 Major League Baseball executives, How would that go if you asked them, of those three teams, who made the best hire this offseason?
Well, without sounding defensive about it, I would say only one of those guys is in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, right. And that even has a Hall of Fame all bugged and triggered. Like, oh, how can you hire somebody who's already in the Hall of Fame?
That's a really good question, David, because I think that part of the problem is that one of those guys is in the division.
Right.
That's the one that probably hurts the most, frankly.
And it's not the question of which is the better job. I think we all can agree that when you look at the White Sox roster and all the awards they keep raking in, and you look at their pitching staff, and you understand why the urgency exists. This is a built-to-win-now roster. That's not the question. The question isn't which is the best job. It's who made the best hire. And I think it's almost a loaded question because it's implying that it's not the White Sox. And I would question whether it is the White Sox. I think that when you look at what the Tigers did with A.J. Hinch, he kind of fits the profile. That's nothing against Alex Cora either. I mean, I think he probably fits best with the Red Sox because it's familiar. He's won there. But Hinch just went out and they hired the pitching coach, Chris Fetter from Michigan, we talked about yesterday, who was one of these hot commodities in Major League Baseball, kind of your modern-day, you know, analytics-driven pitching coach to sit next to A.J. Hinch, who fits the profile of your modern day, you know, front office analytics driven manager. And I would have to, if I objectively answering the question that I pose, I'd say Tigers. And then, you know, we could debate the Red Sox versus the White Sox, but I think it's the Tigers.
Well, I mean, that's embittering just because that's the guy that you thought was coming here, right? And I think that geez, Dave. Holy God, Mr. David. I'm trying to wrap my mind. I'm trying to give myself a moment to appreciate that the White Sox got three Silver Slugger winners, and then all you hear is, oh, have you talked to Tony La Russa? Well, no, but I'm sure we're going to have a lot of fun. I'm sure it's all going to be about fun. So you haven't talked to him? No. Have you talked? No. So he's not talking to anybody? Is that what? Shouldn't they? I mean, let me ask you this. Has A.J. Hinch called up some players, huh? Is he on the horn with the young pitching staff and telling them about the man from Michigan? It's just hard because everything ended, and you're trying to put it all in perspective, and there is none.
And the whole thing with the La Russa hire was not his credentials. He's got three World Series rings. He is in the Hall of Fame, and all those things speak for themselves. He's been out of the game for 9 years, so it creates this feeling that it is unorthodox that they hired him. And it is unusual that the new manager, with the biggest question hovering over his hire, is how will he relate to players? And you find out a week later he has yet to talk to those players. So right. That stands out for that reason. Not necessarily, well, I don't know if A.J. Hinch has talked to the Tigers. I'm not sure it would matter as much if he hasn't, because he is a guy that you don't worry as much about his relatability in the dugout with the modern player. He's been there more recently than Tony La Russa has. So that's one less question you have to ask. So I think that's why it stands out.
Do you think there's like a player who's like concerned he hasn't been called? So he calls Rick Hahn and he says, Rick, why hasn't Tony called me? And Rick says, hold on a second, I'll check with Jerry and find out.
Don't you think Jerry could give Tony Tim Anderson's number?
I don't know. Are Tony and Rick talking? Has he called him? Oh, come on. It's so mean. I'm sorry. I just.
Tony, this is Rick Hahn. This is our general manager.
Have either of you talked to Tony?
This is who's working for you. You're working for him.
I'm still waiting on him. You know, reach out to me.
Still waiting on him reaching out to me. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, really, if ever there's a guy you should reach out to, isn't that fair? Tim's totally cool with it, and he said that he's sure everything's fine and that they're going to have fun. But it's why are you putting off that conversation?
You have one guy in the clubhouse who is more important in that clubhouse than the others. And if you want to have a debate over him or Jose Abreu, fine. But Tim Anderson is to the White Sox clubhouse what kind of a quarterback is to his, you know, NFL team. And right. Can you imagine having a head coach hired for a week and not having a conversation with the quarterback? Or you know, whatever analogy you want to draw. It's just
weird.
Is
that his style? Is that just how he rolls? Has A.J. Hinch called anybody? I mean, are we making a mountain of a molehill? Is this a big deal in any way? Or do you save those conversations? Is there an element of saving that conversation for training camp? Because then you're going to be around the guy every day, and then you can actually, you know, get to know him and have a sit down, and you're going to see him the next minute. So it's not like you're going to say something that someone could take the wrong way, right? I mean, suppose you call him up and you say to Tim Anderson, listen, throw your bat all you want, but I'll be checking sincerity on that throw.
I know. I mean, you can have a conversation with them to introduce yourself,
right,
without having to go there, without having to broach that topic. Look, you're probably right, and it is November 6th, and there is no sense of urgency necessarily. But I think when you see something in the behavior that reinforces a stereotype, it's impossible to ignore it. And that's what this does. When you find out that a week on the job, the biggest question that you had about Tony La Russa was his ability to relate to today's player, and that was almost among the first questions he was asked. And you find out the player that, you know, best represents that question, he hasn't talked to. Like, okay, why? I mean, everybody's sitting around in the midst of a pandemic. We can barely travel. I mean, what else are you going
to
do?
Yeah, they just make the text so darn small on these phones these days, David. He's trying to figure it out, I'm sure.
I mean, I almost like it is making maybe a mountain out of a molehill, but it does stand out for the reason we just talked about. It's just weird. It's odd. It's unusual.
Yeah. Well, but Kevin makes a point there. I mean, there are people in life that do not text as often as others text. If you didn't grow up texting, it's possible you don't like texting and you may text less often.
Wait, are you saying Tony La Russa didn't grow up texting?
No, I would never say that. Just not the clubhouse.
Okay.
He clearly didn't grow up texting. I mean, I believe when he came up, that they had these they had these cups that you would hold to your ear with a line through it. Tighten it up so we can hear better.
You're doing a poor job of convincing anybody then this is the right guy to take a job that requires you to embrace everything about today's modern game, right?
Listen, I'm not the one doing a bad job at that. It's not me. I got called out. A friend of mine said, "Hey, Rick Hahn's gonna get mad if you make jokes like that." It's a joke. It's a joke because you know he didn't hire the manager. The manager was hired by the owner. It's just a joke. Come on, it's an unusual, unorthodox situation. And we're just poking fun at it. Listen, I want it to work out. I want Tony La Russa and Tim Anderson to become close friends. And, you know, the damnedest thing about a lot of this stuff is you hear all the time. You know, I remember years ago when Brian Cox was playing for the Bears. I was talking to him about coaches in the league. And he said that the one guy he wouldn't want to be coached by was Bill Parcells. Because Parcells... You know, just the way he talks about people and all that stuff. Well, he ended up playing for Bill Parcells. And guess what? Brian Cox grew up in East St. Louis, worked at the racetrack down there, was a guy that loved to go to the track, ran into him a couple times at Arlington, and just a wonderful person to play the horses with. And a guy that became fast friends with Bill Parcells, and they used to go to the track together. And it was like... Parcells was not what he appeared to be because what he wanted was everyone to care as much as he cared about the game. And Brian Cox did that walking in the door. So he ended up being kind of a mentor to the guy. And it's just, I think that there is the possibility that this could be the best thing that ever happened. It's a possibility.
Great example. Great example. Tony La Russa could be terrific for Tim Anderson throughout the course of his career. We could be looking back at this conversation a year from now in November when the White Sox maybe are receiving another type of hardware and hoisting it and having fun with all that comes with victory. But, you know, as we sit here today, it's just a bit unusual to, you know, to hear that they haven't talked yet. It could end up being a great relationship that brings out the best in both guys. Likely to happen, probably the case. But this morning, it's amusing.
Yes. We had a great conversation, like we always do.
See? See?
All right,
at one point, those guys didn't get along. Now look at, look at LaFleur and Rodgers. Big, happy family.
All right, we're going to bring in Dan Bernstein to have a chat with him. It's Mully and Haw on The Score.
Before every Bears game, don't miss the Bet Rivers Sportsbook pregame show. 3 hours of pregame coverage with Hub Arkish.
You know, I'm not trying to be a jerk. It was a bust. I mean, the guy wasn't good enough. He didn't survive the season.
Patrick Manley.
Just watching the Bears the last couple weeks, they have not been tackling well.
And Olin Krutz.
It's kind of a must-win, right?
The Bet Rivers Sportsbook pregame show. Only on Chicago's home for Bears fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Brought to you by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Go to BetRivers.com or download the Bet Rivers app from the App Store now. And Mayo MedChicago.com, where a full head of hair is the winning play.
Open enrollment is here, so it's time for a fresh start. Through GetCoveredIllinois.gov, you'll find all the health coverage information you need about preventative care, prescription drugs, hospitalization, maternity and newborn care, and so much more. When it comes to your family's health, don't assume all plans are equal. Make the right choice when you trust the .gov. Get the facts about health insurance at GetCoveredIllinois.gov. That's GetCoveredIllinois.gov. Your health coverage starts here.
This weekend, visit JCPenney for TGI Black Friday. Get the same Black Friday prices just earlier on thousands of new deals before they're gone. Score the absolute best savings with this week's extra 30% off coupon. Use it to get select women's St. John's Bay and ANA sweaters for $9.99 each. Or shop select Cook's Waffle Maker, Slow Cooker, or Panini Press for $14.99 each after coupon and $10 mail-in rebate. Need it fast? Pick up orders curbside. Joy, comfort, peace. JCPenney. Offer valid 11/6 to 11/8. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
So, question, how far would you go for a friend? A ride to the airport? Half your sandwich? Donate a body part?
I need a kidney transplant.
I have two kidneys, right?
Yeah.
Why do I need two?
You don't?
Well, then guess who's getting a kidney?
Life is beautiful.
Silicon Valley's Thomas Middleditch and Tony winner Annalie Ashford.
Kidney buddies for life.
Be positive. New Thursday, 8:30, 7:30 Central on CBS.
CBS, November 16th. It's the season premiere of All Rise. LA's newest Superior Court judge is changing the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor.
We're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
The season premiere of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by the season premiere of Bull. CBS, November 16th. CBS, November 16th. It's the season premiere of All Rise. LA's newest Superior Court judge is changing the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor.
We're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
The season premiere of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by the season premiere of Bull. CBS, November 16th.
Did you know that the equivalent of a garbage truck's worth of plastic is dumped in the ocean every minute? 17.6 billion pounds every year. Seabirds are dying after mistakenly eating it. I'm actor Sam Waterston, and I don't want to pollute our oceans every time I buy my groceries, go out to eat, or purchase a beverage. You deserve a plastic-free choice. Join the campaign. Go to oceana.org/plastics today.
The country is changing so quickly, it seems. It doesn't feel like it did even just 5 years ago. Everybody feels it. This election could change the way we live forever. That's what my new podcast, Battleground America, is about. Hey, this is Tara Servatius. Who's really pulling the unseen strings? What's their agenda? If you want to know the answers to those questions, you'll love Battleground America. A new episode is posted each weekday. Battleground America on radio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Purple Carrot is the plant-based subscription meal kit for easy-to-cook, irresistible meals. Each week, choose from delicious menu of globally inspired plant-based meals. Get $30 off your first box by going to purplecarrot.com and entering code VEGGIE30 at checkout today.
CBS November 16th, Cedric the Entertainer and Max Greenfield star in The Neighborhood.
Did Malcolm say what he did to get arrested?
It was being black in America.
I'm filing a complaint. Where's the suggestion box?
I'm gonna organize a protest.
You're supposed to use your head, Malcolm.
Come on, man.
You gotta fight smart.
I can feel the...
Where's Malcolm?
I thought he's with you.
I'm going back out there.
I'm going with you.
No, I don't need anybody else I love out there. Come on, Dave.
The Neighborhood.